felt like waking up from a dream as well. Like once like you realize like the kind of lies that we've been fed and the horror of it all and the untruth. It's even those days when, you know, it's so tempting to kind of believe that the latest, you know, I don't know, just, you know, quitting gluten will solve all my problems. It's like you just cannot go back.
This is Eat the Rules, a podcast about body image, self-worth, anti-dieting, and intersectional feminism. I am your host, Summer Inanen, a professionally trained coach specializing in body image, self-worth, and confidence, and the best-selling author of Body Image Remix. If you're ready to break free of societal standards and stop living behind the number on your scale, then you have come to the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode of Eat the Rules is brought to you by You on Fire. You on Fire is the online group coaching program that I run that gives you a step-by-step way of building up your self-worth beyond your appearance. With personalized coaching from me, incredible community support, and lifetime access to the program so that you can get free from body shame and live life on your own terms. Get details on what's included and sign up for the next cycle at summerinanen.com/you on fire. I'd love to have you in that group. This is episode 296, and I'm sharing Laura's story, who is one of the incredible women who worked with me during the You on Fire program. She talks about how she was consumed with body and food thoughts and had been on and off diets for nearly 3 decades. And she also shares how she learned to accept her body and how that's unlocked so many great things in her life. You can find the links mentioned at summerinanen.com/296. I want to give a shout out to Dro Jasand, who left this review. When I think of all the time I've spent listening to negative self-talk and feeling bad about myself, changing the narrative seems overwhelming. Eat the Rules leads by example. This podcast gives me insight into how I got here and how to battle against unrealistic body standards. Thank you so much for leaving that review. I appreciate it more than you realize. You can leave a review by going to Apple Podcasts, search for Eat the Rules, then click ratings and reviews and click to leave a review or give it a rating. You can also, when you're on Spotify now, you can leave a question or a comment under the episode. That's cool. It's cool for me to see that when people do that too. So feel free to do that if you're a Spotify listener and subscribe to the show via whatever platform you're using. Don't forget to grab the free 10-day body confidence makeover at summerinanen.com/freebies with 10 steps to take right now to feel better in your body. And if you're a professional who works with people who may also have body image struggles, get the body image coaching roadmap for professionals at summerinanen.com/roadmap. I'm really excited to share Laura's story today. I know it's been probably about 3 or 4 months since I shared some of the stories of people who have worked with me, and I love sharing these because I know that you can relate to them. They really show you that no matter your background or age or size, it's possible to feel more neutral in your body and not be so stressed about your reflection or the size of your pants. I think that a lot of times maybe people listening to this podcast are, you know, they like the idea of body acceptance, but they feel like they just can't accept their body, or they're afraid that they're going to gain weight if they do, or that something bad is going to happen, that they're going to fail. There's a lot of fears that can come up because we don't have a blueprint for what that's going to look like for us. All we really have a blueprint of is like how our life will be better if we lose weight, because that's all we're fed by our culture. And so I love to do these episodes because I want to be that counter voice. I want to give you that blueprint. I want you to open your mind to this idea that you can have a lot more mental space and fully experience life when you're not spending all that time and energy hating your body and fixating on food and everything else. And that's the work I love to do with people. I was realizing, I'm like, oh my God, I've been doing this program. I think I launched You on Fire in 2015. It was a different name then, but in 2015, it's almost been, it's been over 9 years. And someone in the group posted recently, they're like, this is my 7-year anniversary since I joined You on Fire and did this work. And it's just so cool to hear from people like years down the road who are still so grateful that they're on this path and that they made this decision, and to see how their life has changed as a result of this work. And so I love sharing these stories. And if you're interested in working with me and you want to do the group program You on Fire, I would say now is the time. Let's do this. You on Fire is my group program where you get personalized coaching from me. So there's online content that you work through on your own. And then there's bi-weekly group coaching calls where you get personalized coaching from me. And it's really designed to help you detach your sense of self-worth from how you look, help you to build confidence, help you to know that you're good enough regardless of how you look, help you to turn down the criticizing voice in your head and cultivate a voice of self-compassion. Help you to be more comfortable in your body, be okay with photos, be okay wearing a bathing suit to the beach, and really just care a lot less about what other people think of you and stop comparing yourself so much to others. And it's amazing what can happen in, you know, 3 or 6 months and how far you can get in that short period of time. And so without further ado, I want to introduce you to Laura and her story. I had the absolute pleasure of working with her, and I'm so grateful she took the time to be on the show today. If you want to learn more about You on Fire, go to summerinnandin.com/You on Fire. And if you want to hear more inspiring stories like these, I've got so many episodes like this: episode 286, 287, 212, 176, 134, 164, and many more. There's an entire YouTube channel dedicated to these episodes. You can find all of those in the show notes for this episode. So check that out if you want to get inspired and just see what this work is all about.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Summer.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited for our conversation today. Can you tell everyone just a little bit about who you are?
Yes. So I'm 38 and I live in a seaside town in England called Bournemouth, which, yeah, it's very peaceful, very kind of very much an old person, if I can say that, like a retirement town. And I work as a violinist, but I'm actually had an injury. So I'm transitioning at the moment to qualify in counseling skills and hopefully take Summer's body coach certification program.
Amazing. I love it. That's so great. And I love retirement oriented towns. There's a couple near here and I have a really good friend that lives in one. It's like, I love visiting. Like, I definitely live there too, because I go to bed so early.
Chill.
What's that?
I love the vibe here. It's just like so chill.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a good energy. So what were some of the frustrations that you had with your body before we started working together?
I remember telling you when we first started working together, I felt like around about 80 to 90% of my thoughts were just totally like obsessed. Just my thoughts were consumed with what I looked like and my body and what I was eating. I mean, that had been going on from the age of, I'd say, 13. And I mean, long history of being in a binge diet cycle, trying every single diet under the sun, spending hundreds on gym memberships, magazines with these kind of like miracle diets, just being incredibly unhappy. And it was giving me a lot of anxiety. Yeah.
Just, so what happened that made you want to make a change, out of curiosity? Because like, it, you know, I think your story is so similar to many others. When you've been stuck in that cycle for decades, it's hard to kind of even think about accepting your body. So was there anything that happened that made you decide to want to make a change to kind of get off of that cycle?
Yeah. So just over 2 years ago, I went into rehab and they put me on a kind of antidepressant when I was there, which had a side effect of weight gain. And even though the weight gain like wasn't an enormous amount, like I don't want to use figures here, but I was still in probably what you'd call a straight size body. It was a noticeable amount for me. And for someone who was very concerned with their body and, you know, keeping it as it was, if not trying to make it smaller, it just felt like I was suddenly in, like, I didn't recognize myself. It felt drastic. And I knew that like other people didn't, it was this weird thing where I knew that other people didn't see me as I saw myself. They didn't notice that change so much, but for me it was massive. And I just couldn't find any peace with my body. It was now like I was so uncomfortable in my body and I felt so at odds with it, but I knew that diets didn't work. So I was like really caught in this difficult place of like not being able to accept my body, but knowing that I couldn't really change it or that going down that route would just lead to chaos. And so I knew that I had to really now try and accept it. And I also thought that was impossible. And then also my partner and I wanted to try for a baby. And that was, I think, the final push for me, because I knew that like my body would change if I had a baby. And I also knew that I desperately didn't want to pass any of this on to my child. I wanted to sort this out now or start to heal from it, you know, start to learn a new way of living.
Yeah, that's always a good motivator for people. But, you know, it still takes a lot of courage. And you mentioned that it felt almost like impossible, like the idea of accepting your body felt impossible. So like, was that kind of a fear that you had before going through this process? Or did you have any fears about that?
Do you know what? I kind of did. I was kind of a bit like, well, what's the point in existing if I have to accept this, like this shell that I've been given for this lifetime? I was just like, I don't want to have to accept this. But then as well, like I'd got to the point where like, you know, I'm in my late 30s and it was just year after year after year of just constantly striving to be smaller and it hadn't worked. So I was just exhausted. I got to the point where I was like fed up.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I think that's often what happens, like people who come into the program is that they just get to a point where they're like, I just can't do this anymore. And in your case, you know, it's like almost 3 decades. And that's like a lot of your life. And but it still takes a lot of courage, I think, as well. What were some of the things, like elements of the program or things that really helped you along the way?
So many. I found this really difficult to like, I found it really difficult to think about what has helped me, like to narrow it down, because everything helped me. But things that like I turn to regularly still, like reframing health for myself. So now like I revisit it sometimes, but mostly in my head, like, you know, health for me is about friendships. It's about laughter. It's about getting enough sleep. It's about getting fresh air. It's about so many things. Whereas before it was literally like, how many calories have I burnt?
I love that though. That's such a good perspective.
Yeah. I think it is so nuanced. And also like learning to speak to myself with the voice of compassion. So like several times a day, I'll sometimes just close my eyes and picture myself as that future, what we call in the program, the untamed self. And just speak to myself with compassion and remind myself that I am so loved. I am just completely as I was intended to be. I do not need to change a thing. I do not need to prove myself. Learning to put my hands on my tummy, I think, which for me is my body part that I probably have the most discomfort with. And I don't have any reaction when I put my hands on my tummy anymore. If anything, I just feel like, oh, hello, you know, it's my lovely tummy. It's me, you know, it's just neutral. It's there, it's just amazing. There. Yeah. And also learning about my values. I think rediscovering my values. And it's almost like I rediscovered my younger self through the program. So the child, like just before all those body issues started to come up, before I started to watch Friends and like get obsessed with Jennifer Aniston's body, like she's number on me.
Yes.
but like, you know, and I realized like, oh my gosh, I care so much about the environment. That's so important to me, and animal rights. Yeah, it was incredible. That was really, really like a game changer for me.
Amazing. That's awesome. Those are all such important things. And I'm so glad that they made an impact on you. So what are some of the specific changes that you've noticed, like as it relates to, you know, the thoughts that you have or your relationship with your body overall?
Like, I don't wear makeup every day. If I do, maybe it's just a bit of mascara or something. Not that there's anything bad with, you know, wearing makeup. Sometimes I do wear more makeup, but like, I'm not afraid to go to work without makeup. It just doesn't bother me. I don't care. I don't care if people don't find me attractive, which is something I never thought I'd say. But if someone was to say like, Laura, is she pretty? I wouldn't like want to like flush myself down the toilet, which
yeah.
was my reaction in the past.
Yeah.
It would be
yeah.
to die.
Yeah.
And I just kind of wear what I'm comfortable with. And then also I always thought I'd have to sort out my relationship with food and my body separately. So I thought, okay, I'll tackle the body image with summer first. And then I'll maybe do a course on intuitive eating. But the food problems just, they just dissipated. They just, and I don't want to make simplify it, but for me, they really did. I have moments where like my inner critic will kick in, but like, you know, I just don't care anymore. Like, I just kind of eat what I want, or I don't think about it much. I don't have the anxiety anymore. My anxiety is really kind of like, yeah, really dissolved.
That's fantastic. That's really great to hear. I don't think I knew that about your relationship with food. Like, I don't know how much we talked about that together, but that's phenomenal. That's really great too.
Yeah, it's just so great, especially like this weekend I was in Belgium with my partner's Belgian, like his family, and you know, just like lots of delicious like food and home cooking, and we were just like indoors all weekend. And before, like, I would have gone mental, like not being able to get out and exercise to like run everything off, or you know, having to be surrounded by all this food. But it was just kind of like really relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, none of that occurred to me.
Yeah. Fantastic. I love it. So happy to hear that. Were there any like highlight moments for you at all? Like where you were able to kind of do, so I know you just mentioned like the trip or being in Belgium, but like, was there anything else that kind of stands out to you where you were like, oh, wow, I was able to do that. And I wasn't able to do that before.
I think just at the end of last summer, like there was a moment where I played in a concert and it was quite like a big event. And I just didn't feel like putting on makeup before the concert. So I just didn't. And it was one of those that I would usually like in the past have like kind of glammed up for. And like, even if I didn't want to do it, because it's not really in my nature, but like felt like I had to. And I just didn't care, really. Not in a kind of like, I wasn't going on stage looking disheveled, but like I just wasn't wearing any makeup. And I felt fine. I felt at peace. Lots of moments like that, really, or moments of just like wearing what I wanted and feeling more peaceful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That is like, it is a big deal, especially in like, you know, when I think about that kind of a setting, especially, I think there's so much pressure to kind of wear makeup in any kind of professional setting. But I imagine that's even more amplified when it's kind of like a performative setting. So it's cool to hear about that experience and to hear that you were just like really chill about it. That's awesome. So how does it feel to be in this place now that you have these tools and you've done this work? Like, what's it like to have the baggage off your shoulders, so to speak?
It's amazing. Like, it's weird though how quickly I got used to filling up that mental space that used to be taken up by like being worried about my body or what I was eating, my appearance. Like, so quickly, like that mental space then got taken up by like, I don't know, thoughts about work or like future plans or something like that. But it's just not feeling held back. And by the time I've finished all the modules, I felt a surge of self-confidence. Like, I've never felt that good. And I've had like years of like, how it feels like every single therapy going. Like, but I just couldn't believe that, like, from, you know, was it 12 weeks? About 12 week course on body image, I'd gained more self-confidence and learnt more tools, like tools for life, than I had from any like therapy I've ever had. So yeah, that was very long-winded, but basically just to say that it feels like freedom. And, you know, I still have like bad days or moments, but I have the Facebook group, which is really, it's such a support. So you're on there to help, and like everybody else is really helpful. And then I have all the modules. So, you know, I was going through a bit of a rough time, like not sort of like struggling with work and stuff. And I noticed some issues flare up again, so I just went back to like a module that was really helpful and worked through that again. And you know, you have this whole like toolbox of really helpful things, so I just feel supported.
Yeah, that's so great to hear. I love that. That's amazing. And like, wow, such a compliment to me to hear you say that as well. At least I'm taking it that way too. But you're the one that did the work, and I think that that's like really important to highlight, is that you were really like you were very intentional about using the tools and making space for them and finding ways to integrate them into your everyday life and reaching out for support and as well supporting others, like having you in the group and watching how you also supported everybody else was always like, so I was so grateful for that as well. But clearly, like, there was just something in you that was really ready for this shift, because it seemed to kind of all click together for you over that few month period. And that's just so amazing to witness. But yeah, so I just wanted to say that I'm grateful that you came into the program and put that effort into it too.
Oh, thank you so much. No, it really, like, I don't say this lightly, but it was really life-changing. It gave me like a quality of life that I just didn't have before.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. And it's cool, like, when you reflect back and you think about how you didn't even think it was possible. Like, that's one thing that I always sort of think about too, is that when you're in that headspace of hating your body, like, you just can't even imagine like the other, like being any other way. And then when you do end up being another way, because you've really, you know, put a lot of intention into it, it's really amazing to kind of be like, wow, like, this is, you know, this feels so much better than the way I was before. And I didn't even think this was possible. At least that's, you know, kind of what I've heard from other people as well as my own experience.
For sure. And it's kind of like, it felt like waking up from a dream as well. Like, once, like, you realize like the kind of lies that we've been fed and the horror of it all and the untruth. It's even those days when, you know, it's so tempting to kind of believe that the latest, you know, I don't know, just, you know, quitting gluten will solve all my problems. It's like you just cannot go back. It's because it's like you've seen the light.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's a beautiful place to be, right? Because you don't want to go back.
Oh my God, no. No way. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, the last thing I always ask people is, what's one piece of advice you'd give to the listeners today who are maybe feeling kind of how you felt before you started doing this work?
Just do it. It's worth like every penny. Like, you know, I had those qualms beforehand. I was like, oh, well, you know, it's money. And it's like, well, to change my life, you know, and it's worth it. You know, it's incredible. And it's like, it's not even just those few months, it's or 6 months, it's like, it's ongoing, you get that stuff then for life. And it's just, it's not just worth it to like feel more comfortable in your body, but to learn like your values and to feel like a greater sense of self-worth and confidence. And it unlocks so much other stuff in your life. So it did for me anyway, you know, gave me freedom around a lot of things. And yeah.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. I'm so thrilled. I'm so happy to hear all of that. And I really, really appreciate you taking the time to be here to share your story with everybody else. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
Oh, just thank you so much. It makes me really emotional, but I'm just so grateful to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so grateful to you too, Laura. It was so lovely being able to catch up with you and hear your story and hear how far you've come. And I know it'll be super helpful and inspiring to others.
Yeah. Thank you, Summer. Thanks so much.
Thank you for being here.
I hope you found that story inspiring and helpful. You can find all the links mentioned at summerinandin.com/296. That's where you'll find links to other stories like Laura's and all of the different spotlights that I've done over the years. There's also a YouTube channel where I share people's interviews, and there's, I don't even know how many there are now. There's lots. So you will find them all there. And if you want to work with me and you on fire, go to summerinandin.com/you on fire. And I would love to be your coach. Thank you so much for being here today. Rock on. I'm Summer Inanen, and I want to thank you for listening today. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Summer Inanen. And if you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts, search Eat the Rules, and subscribe, rate, and review this show. I would be so grateful. Until next time, rock on.